Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagel. And many of you have asked me to weigh in on an approach to weight loss known as bright line eating. Some people claim that this approach has helped them lose weight when all other methods failed. The approach was developed by Susan Pierce Thompson, and she has a PhD in brain and cognitive science, and she claims that this approach is grounded in cutting-edge psychology and neuroscience. According to promotional materials, bright line eating is, quote, very structured and takes a liberating stand against moderation, end quote. Instead of very structured, I think I'd describe this as extremely rigid. And if the phrase a liberating stand against moderation sounds a bit Orwellian to you, well, you're not alone there. This zero tolerance approach could be considered liberating in the same way that a maximum security prison might liberate you from a life of crime. There are four so-called bright lines. Bright line number one, foods containing any form of sugar, sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, or even concentrated fruit juices are strictly forbidden forever. Although it's not mentioned specifically in this rule, elsewhere in the materials, alcohol is equated with sugar and is therefore apparently included in this prohibition. Bright line number two, also forbidden are foods containing any type of flour, including whole wheat flour, as well as flours made from other grains or seeds or nuts. Is it your wedding day? Sorry, no cake for you. This is a bright line. Bright line number three, you must eat three meals a day. Absolutely no snacking, no exceptions, not even to check the seasoning of something you might be cooking. Now, here's a helpful tip. Put a piece of tape over your mouth while you're cooking to prevent accidental breaches of protocol. No, I'm totally serious. This is actually recommended. And bright line number four, you must weigh or measure every single thing you eat forever. Going out to a restaurant? Better pack your scale. There are no exceptions to this rule. The type and the amount of food at each of your three meals is strictly dictated, and it adds up to about 1,200 calories a day, a little bit more if you're a man, but otherwise it is one size fits all. And that's it. Just follow these four simple rules to the letter forever, and you too can be happy, thin, and free. I'm being facetious, obviously, although that is the subtitle of Dr. Thompson's book, The Science of Living Happy, Thin, and Free. And I want to acknowledge that one's willingness to embrace such a draconian approach will probably depend on the degree of suffering that you feel your weight is causing you. If this approach succeeds where everything else has failed, it's certainly your prerogative to decide that abiding by these constraints is worth it to you. But if you're simply curious about how this approach might stack up against other options, I do think it's worth taking a closer look at the scientific rationale. Bright line eating purportedly works with the brain in three specific ways. Number one, by reducing your reliance on willpower. Willpower, they claim, is depletable and unreliable. And you know what? I agree. Relying entirely on willpower is like trying to parallel park your car without power steering. It's possible, but it's a lot of work. Creating solid habits and engineering your environment to reduce temptation and to make the healthy choice the easy choice, these are great strategies for building a healthier lifestyle. And I talked more about them in my previous episode on why willpower isn't enough. What I don't quite see is how these extremely rigid rules reduce your reliance on willpower. It seems to me that maintaining this degree of restriction on an ongoing basis would actually require quite a bit of willpower. The authors also claim that exercising uses up a tremendous amount of willpower and is not effective as a weight loss tool. If you don't exercise, you're encouraged not to start. And if you already exercise, you're encouraged to reduce the intensity of your current regimen. Now, I agree that the primary benefit of exercise is not weight loss, but I don't agree that it necessarily uses up a lot of willpower, unless perhaps you're forcing yourself to do exercise that you don't enjoy. But I'd much rather encourage you to explore different ways of being active than to discourage you from exercising.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
The second way that Brightline Eating works with the brain is by bringing leptin back on board. According to the Brightline Eating website, following these rules will allegedly bring leptin back on board so you finally feel satisfied. The role of leptin in appetite and body weight regulation is still poorly understood even by the actual scientists who study it, and it is grossly oversimplified and wildly misrepresented in the popular press. Leptin levels are directly related to body fat stores. They drop when you lose weight or when your food intake is restricted, and that in turn stimulates your appetite. If, on the other hand, you gain body fat, leptin levels go up, which decreases the desire for food. It's the body's way of maintaining the status quo. But because it's popularly known as the satiety hormone, I think a lot of people imagine that leptin turns your appetite on and off on a meal-by-meal basis. But in reality, leptin works to regulate appetite and body weight over a longer time frame, not in response to individual meals. And you might also be led to conclude that higher leptin levels would be a good thing. More leptin, less appetite, right? But people who suffer from obesity tend to have very high leptin levels because they have high amounts of body fat. And the problem is not that their leptin levels are too low, but that the body becomes resistant to the appetite-suppressing effects of leptin. My point is simply that the relationships between leptin, body fat, and appetite are complex and, despite what you read online, not that easily manipulated by diet. In a paper published in Current Developments in Nutrition, Thompson reports that her program's participants, by the way, 95% of whom are white women of high socioeconomic status, they rate their hunger and cravings lower after following the program for 8 weeks. However, it's unclear whether this has anything to do with leptin or how long this effect might persist. And then the third way that bright line eating supposedly works with your brain is by rewiring and healing the addictive centers of the brain. The entire bright line eating philosophy leans hard on the concept of food addiction. Now, the idea that people can become literally addicted to food is highly controversial. Just because the taste of something sweet activates the same areas of the brain that light up in response to cocaine, it does not necessarily follow that this is creating psychological or physiological dependence. But you know what? Telling people that they're chemically addicted to food and therefore powerless to control themselves can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Thompson has even invented a quiz, which supposedly measures your vulnerability to food addiction. A high score on her susceptibility scale supposedly suggests that you are unable to exercise restraint and will only be safe if you liberate yourself from any form of moderation. In the end, I find it somewhat ironic that this approach was developed by a psychologist, because to my eye, it reinforces such psychologically unhelpful, even damaging beliefs. For example, in order to be happy, you must be thin. And being thin is more important than anything else, and therefore whatever you have to do to achieve this is worth it. And that you are incapable of exercising judgment or self-control, that you cannot be trusted, that certain foods are simply more powerful than you are. In my own work as a weight loss coach, we spend a lot of time dismantling many of the beliefs that bright line eating seems determined to instill in its members. If you buy into the idea that you have some sort of defect that makes it impossible for you to control yourself, this take no prisoners approach might seem like your only hope. And you know what? Apparently, many people who embrace it do succeed in losing weight. But as one former adherent of bright line eating wrote on her blog, "I was thin, but I was far from happy and definitely not free. I had been 100% sold on bright line eating as my forever way of eating, but I reached a point where peace was more important than pounds." You know what? If someone came to me for nutrition counseling and they described some of the behaviors that are endorsed in this program, such as taking a scale to restaurants to measure your food or putting a piece of tape over your mouth to prevent yourself from eating, I would probably refer them for evaluation for an eating disorder. Thompson, in her book, discloses that she herself has a history of eating disorders, including bulimia and binge eating. But the solution that she's advocating here still has many of the hallmarks of disordered eating, such as the extreme inflexibility and the black and white thinking. As anyone trained in the treatment of eating disorders knows, achieving a healthy weight does not necessarily mean that you have recovered from disordered thoughts about food or about your body. That's my take on bright line eating, and no doubt it's going to rub some people the wrong way. It's certainly not my intention to undermine anyone who feels that bright line eating is making their life better. But if you'd like to experiment with a really different approach, I'd like to invite you to check out the Wayless Mindset Reset. It's a free 7-day mini course that I developed with Brock Armstrong, in which we investigate some of those underlying beliefs. You'll find that at wayless.life/mindset. And you'll find a complete transcript of today's show, along with links to the research and some related episodes, on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. And you can also search the entire archives of almost 650 episodes now for answers to your other nutrition questions. And if you've got a question that I haven't yet answered, email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. The Nutrition Diva Show is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Thanks also to our intern, Jake Johnson. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula for when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea. Totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.